Joining me is legendary Campbell County Lady Camel head coach Mitch Holst. And Mitch, we just got the news. You're retiring after 21 years. How did it feel to make that decision?
I think sort of like a weight lifted, Chris. It wasn't that it's an albatross weight because it's a bad job or anything. It just seems like it was time, you know. You've been thinking about it, praying about it, trying to figure out for years, you know, what's the best way to get out, knowing that it's probably time to kind of step away. It just felt right the last couple of years. And not such a weight, like, you know, this is a terrible thing. Because I love my job. I stayed in it for a long time because I enjoyed it so much and had a lot of good kids come through the program. But it felt different. It feels different being in the gym now. It's just a different weight of not being the head coach, which I think over time will be a good thing.
Now, you've won countless state championships. You almost forget the number. Like, I forget the number constantly because you've won so many. All the countless wins, what will you miss most about coaching the Lady Camels?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think I already, you know, by starting to help out at camp this week and not being in charge of it, the thing I'll miss most, I think, and the drug that brings coaches back to the job is the competition. You know, that's the thing that I'll miss the most. Now, I'm gonna stay on and work with Coach Latke in the boys' job and be a boys' JV coach, so I'll still get that one-on-one contact with kids. But what you don't get in a JV job is a state championship opportunity. You know, you don't get a trophy for winning any JV league. So I that's what I think I'll miss the most, is that actual competition aspect. It'll be at a high level, but it won't be at a level where, you know, you get the whole town of Gillette out to watch you on a Saturday night trying to win a state title in Casper. I think I'll miss that. And two other things come to mind, Chris, that I think I know I'll miss. That's just the camaraderie with the girls. I started coaching in 1987, and I was a head boys coach. And now all these years later, you know, coaching girls all these years, I feel like they competed just as hard as the boys do. So I'll miss the girls being able to, you know, help to see one get better, to see one go to college. I took a lot of satisfaction in that. I think I'll miss the assistants, you know, all the assistants I've had over the years. I think we worked so closely together, and I tried to make it a culture of we and not me. And I know I'll miss those guys a lot because they were an integral part to our program.
What were your most memorable moments?
Oh, golly, there's been a lot of them. I think probably the most recent one is the last state championship. It was 2018 for us. And you know, that was after the split had happened. And there was, you know, a lot of girls went to Thunder Basin, a lot of girls stayed at Campbell County. And that year and that group of kids was special because they you know, they stayed here and they didn't have to. And, golly, we just I felt like we had a really, really super year that year. There's many that stand out over the years. The one back in 2003 was a big one. We were nationally ranked that year at the end of the year. The 2011 state championship was you know, Jordan Kelly hitting a layup and an end-one free throw with her shoulder out of socket, and we beat Sheridan in overtime that year. And I could go on and on. There's been a lot of really impressive, hopefully impressive to some people, moments because girls really shone. I felt when we got the state championship, we won it most of the time that we were there, and most of the time maybe we should have won it when we were there. But those, I guess, stand out to me. But I think the reason I stayed in it so long, Chris, is the fact that I just love to practice, and I still do. I enjoy it more than the games. I think when you want to work to get better, that's a hallmark of somebody who's, you know, trying to press on to be better at what they do. And I'll miss practice probably more than anything, which probably sounds odd, but it's really true.
Well, Mitch, it has been a pleasure covering you all these years. You're a great coach, and to boot, you're a great dude and a great man. So it's been a pleasure. And I'll see you around when you're coaching JV. Those kids are lucky.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Chris. I don't think I was ready to get completely out of the gym, so that's kind of why I was fortunate enough to have Coach Latke hire me on. So we appreciate your coverage. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mitch. You have a great day.
You too.
Thanks, dude. Great interview. Awesome job, as always. And
My pleasure. Thanks for covering us, Chris. We'll see you around.
No problem. We'll see you around, man. Talk to you soon.